There could be access fees and a shuttle system for a popular trail in Glenwood Canyon. The Forest Service is still working out how to handle crowds at Hanging Lake.
Well, there is no loitering now.
Loitering, there's another issue, loitering.
A circle of mostly local Forest Service officials are standing on the Glenwood Canyon Recreation Path, right next to the crowded parking lot for Hanging Lake. Aaron Mayville is a deputy district ranger for the Eagle Holy Cross Ranger District.
Fights break out, arguments. God, the first day I worked down here, someone was standing in a spot holding it, and someone in a big truck wasn't having it and just pulled right in, bumped her out of the way. She was livid. Whew.
The city of Glenwood Springs, businesses, and many others have been pushing for better management of the 80-something parking spots. This summer, the Forest Service added a gate and dedicated three people to keep an eye on the lot and the trail to the stunning turquoise Hanging Lake. It's drawing tourists from around the world. Crowds have risen sharply with as many as 1,000 visitors a day.
And the challenge that goes along with it is that you got three employees, you need three people every one of those days, at least 10 hours a day.
District Ranger David Neely.
And so there's no room for somebody to take an extra day off, or if they've got a, if they're sick, or if they, or, you know, or
no, that's just not going to work.
Right, there's no give in the system.
It's not going to happen.
So what
big picture, more people are coming to Hanging Lake than the location can handle. So the Forest Service is getting expert analysis on what the exact carrying capacity is. Then officials will decide how to limit visitors.
We're looking at public or a concessionaire provided transit. It could be a concessionaire would do just the transit, or the public could do the, like RAFTA could do the transit.
Kay Hopkins handles outdoor recreation planning for the White River National Forest. By concessionaire, she means a private company.
The private could do the transit and per se guided hikes. That way we could control the use at the lake. The other option would be that the Forest Service could issue permits for the trail with public transit or without.
That could start in 2017. In the meantime, Hopkins is aiming to raise more than $100,000 to cover four people working at Hanging Lake next summer. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.